Obi-Wan nodded, acknowledging the sentiment. But he's still a politician. Trust extends only so far, he thought, then said, Thank you, Senator. Your support is appreciated. Organa wasn't a stupid man. He knew unenthusiastic when he heard it, and so did Padme. Look, she said firmly, I think we can agree, can't we, that our dedication to the preservation of the Republic is a given. In which case, let's finish what we've started here. Because surely the only thing that matters is preventing the Sith from hurting the Jedi and, through them, the Republic. Despite his concerns, Obi-Wan had to smile. She was indeed an impressive young woman, wise beyond her years, her diplomatic skills honed to a lethal edge. Yes, he said quietly, it is the only thing that matters. She nodded, pleased. Then I suggest we sit down again and continue this discussion bearing that in mind. They resumed their seats, a trifle awkward, somewhat off balance. The aftermath of anger was always uncomfortable. Senator Organa, said Obi-Wan, can you tell me precisely what your contact told you? Organa's fingers drummed the arm of his chair. It wasn't much, I'm afraid. A warning of a Sith plot to destroy the Jedi. Mention of a planet called Zagula. And an express request that I inform you of the danger, which tells me the situation's desperate. They would never chance discovery if it weren't. Zagula, said Padme, frowning. I've never heard of it. Have you, Obi-Wan? No, he replied, but then he'd never heard of Kamino either. It was a large galaxy, after all. With luck, there'd be a reference to it in the Temple archives. Unless, like Kamino, someone's deleted the files, he thought. His gut tightened, the merest thought of more archive meddling enough to make him ill. Stop it. You've enough trouble in front of you without borrowing more, he thought. If the Sith managed to hide their existence from the Jedi for 1,000 years, said Organa, that implies they are masters of deception. Is it within their power to hide a whole planet? I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to discuss that, Obi-Wan said, standing. Senator, as I said, this matter must be referred to Master Yoda and the Council. I will be as discreet as I can. I know you're anxious to protect your source's anonymity. Very anxious, Master Kenobi. In the meantime, if you hear from your contact again, I'd ask that you bring me any new information without delay. Organa's lips tightened, but he nodded. All right. Thank you. And, Senator, should Master Yoda wish to speak with you about this, would you be willing to do so? Yes, Organa said slowly, but you must understand, Master Kenobi, I won't compromise my relationship with these people by telling him any more about them than I've told you. What they tell you is up to them, but I gave them my word. Wonderful. First Dex, now Bail Organa, Obi-Wan thought. It seems I'm making a habit of collecting uncooperative informants. Of course, Senator. We would never ask you to violate a confidence. That's good to know, Organa said dryly. You'll keep me informed, Master Kenobi, of what you learn. If I can, Obi-Wan replied. Though I can make you no promises, I do, however, thank you, Senator Organa. I know telling me this can't have been easy. Organa shrugged. I was honoring my contact's wishes, that's all. Of course. Obi-Wan hesitated and thought. He won't like this, but I'm bound to say it. Senator, you'd do well to forget everything you've heard today. Let the Jedi handle this, and never speak of the Sith to anyone, ever. It's quite impossible to overestimate the danger they pose. Organa half smiled. It's good of you to think of me, Master Kenobi, but I'm quite adept at protecting myself. Obi-Wan let the bleakness touch his face, unrestrained. So was my former master, Qui-Gon Jinn. He was a great man, a great Jedi. Yet the Sith still murdered him. I see, said Organa after a moment. I wasn't aware of that. Few people are. Your discretion would be appreciated. Organa nodded. Of course. If you'll excuse me for a moment, Bail, I'll walk Master Kenobi to his speeder, said Padme. I won't be long. Outside, Coruscant's air traffic had increased to its mid-morning height. With it, the sky's ambient noise had increased, and the gentle buffeting of the slipstreams. Halting by his plain, serviceable vehicle, his cloak tugging in the breeze, Obi-Wan turned to Padme. I didn't realize you and the senator from Alderaan were such good friends.